Pope Benedict XVI had words of praise for the tireless work of the Church in India in favor of the poor, sick, and marginalized of all faiths and none. Speaking to a group of bishops who are in Rome on their ad limina visit, he said the Church in their country is a visible sign of God's unconditional love.
Dear brothers bishops, I offer you a warm welcome on the occasion of your visit at Limina Apostolorum, a particular moment of grace and a sign of the communion that exists between the Church in India and the See of Peter. I wish to thank Archbishop Maria Callis Sousa Pacchiam for the devoted sentiments and the promise of prayers which she has voiced on your behalf, and in the name of all those whom you serve. Please take with you my affectionate greeting to the priests, the men and women religious, and the laity entrusted to your pastoral care. The Second Vatican Council reminds us that among the more important responsibilities of bishops, the proclamation of the gospel is preeminent. For the Church, the body of Christ, proclaims the word of God which is at work in the hearts of those who believe, and she grows by constantly hearing, celebrating, and studying that word. It is a source of satisfaction that the proclamation of God's word is bearing rich spiritual fruit in your local churches, especially through the spread of small Christian communities in which the faithful come together for prayer, reflection on the scriptures, and fraternal support. I encourage you through your priests and with the help of qualified lay leaders to ensure that the fullness of God's word, which comes to us in the sacred scriptures and the Church's apostolic tradition, is made readily available to those who seek to deepen their knowledge and love of the Lord and their obedience to his will. Every effort should be made to stress that individual and group prayer is, by its very nature, born of and leads back to the wellspring of grace found in the Church's sacraments and her entire liturgical life. Nor can it be forgotten that the Word of God not only consoles, but also challenges believers, as individuals and in community, to advance in justice, reconciliation, and peace among themselves and in society as a whole. Through your personal encouragement and oversight, may the seeds of God's word presently being sown in your local churches bear abundant fruit for the salvation of souls and the growth of God's kingdom. In fidelity to the new commandment to love one another as the Lord has loved us, Christians of all times and places have striven to serve their fellow human beings selflessly and to love them with all their heart. After all, love is God's gift to humanity. It is his promise, and it is our hope. This selfless love finds practical expression in service to others and to the wider community. In this light, I am pleased to note the impressive signs of the Church's charity in many fields of social activity, a service born in a particular way by her priests and religious. Through their witness to Christian charity, the Church's schools prepare young people of all faces and known to build a more just and peaceful society. Church agencies have been instrumental in the promotion of microcredit, helping the poor to help themselves. In addition, they promote the Church's healing and charitable missions through clinics, orphanages, hospitals, and innumerable other projects aimed at promoting human dignity and well-being, assisting the poorest and the weakest, the lonely and the elderly, the abandoned and the suffering, helping all of them because of the dignity which they is due as human beings, and for no other motive than the love of Christ which impels us. I encourage you to persevere in this positive and practical witness, in fidelity to the Lord's command, and for the sake of the least of our brothers and sisters. May Christ's faithful in India continue Das ist also the need in the communities around them, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion or social status, out of the convictions that all have been created in God's image and all are due equal respect. As a gift of God's unconditional love, which gives ultimate meaning to our lives, charity is first experienced by most of us in the family and home. There is in Sinlon the word of God recalled that the church, by a proclamation of the gospel, reveals to Christian families their true identity in accordance with God's plan. Families in your dioceses, which are domestic churches, are to be examples of that mutual love, respect and support, which ought to animate human relations at every level. Insofar as they are attentive to prayer, meditate on the scriptures, and participate fully in the sacramental life of the church, they will help nourish that unconditional love among themselves and in the life of their parishes, and will be a source of great good for the wider community. Many of you have spoken to me about the grave challenges we threaten to undermine the unity, harmony, and sanctity of the family, and about the work which must be done to build a culture of respect for the marriage and family life. A sound catechesis, which will appeal especially to those preparing for marriage, will do much to nourish the faith of unity, harmony, and sanctity of the family, and about the work which must be done to build a culture of respect for marriage and family life. A sound catechesis which appeals especially to those preparing for marriage will do much to nourish the faith of Christian families and will assist them in giving a vibrant, living witness to the Church's age-old wisdom regarding marriage, the family, and the responsible use of God's gift of sexuality. With these thoughts, dear brothers and bishops, I commend all of you to the intercession of Mary, Mother of the Church, and the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, assuring you of my continued prayers for you and for those entrusted to your pastoral care, I impart my apostolic blessing as a pledge of grace and peace in the risen Lord. Thank you.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.